Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, if you're one of the many thousands of viewers this past New Year's who tuned into the annual Rose Bowl parade, you might have seen a blue and orange clad woman waving like mad on the Donate Life float. She is Susan Sprague. She's married and the mother of two and a kidney and pancreas recipient. And she's here with us this morning to tell us all about it. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. So tell us, so why did you go out to Pasadena for the parade? What was that all about?
Well, I was actually more or less nominated by a couple gentlemen from the Rochester Finger Lakes Donor Recovery Network. And they surprised me at one of our transplant support group meetings. And they brought with them a Dr. Seuss book called Places We Will Go. And because I'm a preschool teacher, I thought nothing of it.
Right.
So they presented me with this book, and they said, read it. And I thought, okay, I'm reading Dr. Seuss at a transplant support group meeting. I just wasn't getting it. And they said, Sue, open the book and read it. So I opened the book, and inside the book was a certificate. And I seriously had to read the certificate at least six times before it sank in that I was being chosen to represent Central New York as a transplant recipient.
Wow.
In the Rose Bowl Parade.
So tell us about this Donate Life float. Tell us more about it. I mean, what is it? Why is it out there? And who was on it? And
they've been doing, in Pasadena, the float has been in the parade for about 10 years. And the whole reason to have it out there is to really stress the point on organ donation, tissue and organ donation. They both save many, many lives. And on the float are recipients of all kinds of organs or tissue. And there's also donor families on the float.
Wow.
So it's nice to be able to share that with the donor families being a recipient. And the whole reason that all of us are there is we're all true advocates of organ donation. We want to prove to people that it really works. And we need to get the word out that we need more donors.
Yeah, I read somewhere a statistic that in Syracuse alone, there are at least 300 people waiting for an organ. And nationwide, as many as 100,000 people waiting for a transplant. So
that's huge. That's way too many.
Right. And so the whole point is to let people know that they can, in many ways, indicate that they would donate their organs. I mean, I think there's that even on your license or something, your driver's license, in various ways.
You can check it off on your driver's license. And also, there's also a form that you can fill out for organ donation. And now you can do it online. It's as easy as pulling it up on the computer and becoming a donor online. And, you know, there's donor cards that can be filled out. We just really need to get the word out more.
And more people to be not only cognizant of the need, but also understanding you are a living example of something like that. So tell us about that. It was 1997, and what happened?
Back in 1996, I found out that my kidneys were really beginning to shut down. Years ago, I have a 23-year-old daughter, and that's when I truly found out that my kidneys were starting to decrease in function. Now, as a 4-year-old, I was diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, so you had type 1 diabetes
from childhood.
I did.
I did. And I actually had diabetes for 32 years.
Wow.
So by the time I got my transplant, my kidneys had really shut down almost completely. I was on dialysis for about 4 months. And I also had open heart surgery 3 weeks before my transplant, only finding out that to become a recipient, you have to be healthy, more or less healthy, quote, healthy. And they found I had a hole in my heart.
Wow.
So they had to mend the hole. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. Quick, let's go. In order for me to even get on a list. So when I got the open heart done, and I was put on the list. And I was on the list for about a year when I got my call. And when I got my call, I almost hit the floor. I received my transplant at University Hospital
here
in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I had two wonderful surgeons, one who did my pancreas and one who did my kidney.
And they did the pancreas because you were diabetic.
Right,
so that they could basically in a sense, cure sure. you of diabetes that
Actually,
way.
Actually, my pancreas was an added gift. I needed the kidney because my kidneys had failed. But when my donor, unfortunately, was killed in a car accident, his pancreas was healthy. And they had asked me before my transplant if I ever would want to, even if it came about, would I want to take that risk? And I thought, well, sure. And when it did come about, they did the surgery, and it worked beautifully. My kidney took right away, the pancreas took, and here I am 15 years later feeling phenomenal.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
A true miracle.
I tell people I truly am a walking miracle. I mean, from my medical history and with diabetes, I consider myself a miracle, and it's because of my donor, Terry Brown. And Terry, like I said, unfortunately was killed in a car accident and suffered complete head trauma. So it was his family, and they're from Utica, so they're right around the corner, and they've become my second family, my extended family.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they made the decision to donate Terry's organs. He was not an organ donor at the time, but they knew because of the type of man he was. He was 39, and I was 35 at the time. He was a very giving person. He loved people. He loved life. And that's so me. And to this day, his family and his brother Lonnie, who became like a big brother to me, has always said to me, "You are so my brother. And you, my brother lives through you." And I think that's their peace of mind is knowing.
I think that's so amazing. That's an incredible story, and also something that could inspire more people to see
the value
and the importance of doing that kind of organ transplant. On the lighter note, tell us about the Rose Bowl Parade. What was it like?
Oh, my gosh. All I can say is, on the way home back to Syracuse, my husband said to me, "Sue, if you had to sum it up into a few words, how would you sum up this trip?" And I said, "Doug, believe it or not, not a few words, one word." I said, "Wow. Wow." I mean, I'm still, 2 weeks later, flying on adrenaline because it's something I'm never going to forget. It was a chance of a lifetime to be able to sit on that float and go down that parade route in Pasadena and wave to people. We tease and say we practiced our wave forever.
The it's Miss constant America waving, wave, right?
Right.
And, it's like the royal wave,
It was a royal wave, all right. It was just beyond words. Mm-hmm. It meant so much to me because I truly wanted people to know that here we are. You know, as a recipient, I'm able to do this. And what an honor it was. Mm-hmm. It was something, I actually had it on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. And it's something I always wanted to do but never thought I'd have a chance to do it.
It's a fabulous story. It's a fabulous story wonderful, I mean, testament to the upstate transplant team, the transplant concept in general, the fact that this, you know, the advances in medicine have made it so that someone like yourself could have such a full and extended life as a result.
Absolutely.
As a result of the gift of another human being. So, I mean, everything about it is really inspiring. I want to thank you for coming in and sharing this story with us. I wish you all the best in another 50 plus years more of good health.
I hope so.
And happiness. My guest has been Susan Sprague, a successful kidney and pancreas transplant recipient with an incredible story of hope and gratitude. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.